This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Starting next week, almost all of the more than 200,000 companies in New York City are going to have to include salary ranges when they post jobs. Similar laws in the similarly huge labor markets of California and Washington State take effect next year. So slowly but surely, the idea that there should be less secrecy over pay is spreading. And that transparency could help reduce the stubborn pay gaps women and people of color have had to deal with for so long now. And not just, by the way, when they apply for a new job, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Curator Michelle Miller-Fisher at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts has never been shy about sharing her pay. But when she was coming up in the museum world, she says details about salaries were hard to come by.
It was just very obvious a lot of the time that people were not getting paid that well at all. People often had to have second and third jobs to exist in that field.
So in 2019, she hatched a plan with several colleagues over drinks.
Probably because we'd had very little to eat and two glasses of wine, we decided to put together a Google spreadsheet that would share our salaries.
And it went viral, gathering thousands of entries. But the information in crowdsourced spreadsheets can be incomplete, out of date, and hard to compare. And it can feel hazardous to share, which is why Fisher's collaborators on the salary spreadsheet have remained anonymous.
Gender and racial wage gaps really thrive in darkness and secrecy.
Emily Martin at the National Women's Law Center says forcing more salary information into the public eye could be the biggest step yet in the fight to close pay gaps, which she says have barely budged over recent years despite growing awareness. Including salary data on job postings gives applicants more leverage to demand fair pay.
And it also creates a real demand for employers to have rational pay-setting processes that they can explain, that they can defend.
Because it's not just job seekers who can now see this data. Anyone can. Roger Trim is an employment attorney with Ogletree Deacons in Colorado, where salaries have been required in job postings since 2021.
Before these laws, a employee who thought they were a victim of pay discrimination wouldn't necessarily receive this information unless and until they filed the lawsuit and got into the discovery phase and requested, the relevant data and documents.
Now, all they have to do is look at their employer's job listings, which means all employers affected by these laws will need to prepare, says Joanna Kim Brunetti with HR data analysis firm Truzaic.
Figuring out whether or not you have pay disparities, and if you do, come up with a plan to remediate that. If you don't, you're going to just basically wait until you get sued.
The best way to avoid that, she says, is a pay equity audit, an in-depth analysis of pay distribution that takes into account types of work, qualifications, experience, and characteristics like gender, race, and age. According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, most of the largest companies already conduct regular pay audits, but less than half of the smallest companies do.
I think companies wait till there are 500, 1,000, 2,000 people in some cases to have a proper pay structure. And you end up having issues down the line.
Joseph Ifyebu is the co-founder of HR data analysis firm Equitable. He says, though small companies have fewer staff and salaries to keep track of, their compensation practices are often less formalized. Many startups he works with didn't even have human resource departments in the beginning.
You have issues like, hey, John referred this guy. Oh, yeah, John is a good lad. Oh, yeah, we'll pay this person whatever. Someone else came in through a traditional process. We'll pay this person this, right?
Which can lead to disparities. Disparities that will now be easier to discover outside the usual hushed whisper networks or loquacious happy hours. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.